SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
Protesters outside the Supreme Court in the United States made their views known moments after the historic judgment on the limits of presidential power.
A big no to the Supreme Court for supporting this guy, and a big no to the Republican Party that's given up and let Trump be their savior. He's no savior, and he is a pathological liar.
And in my opinion, this is a corrupt court that has kicked the can down the road to such a degree that Trump will not get a trial before the election, and the American people have a right to that, innocent or not, guilty or whatever.
America since 1776 is all about democracy. That's why this country exists. This Supreme Court here of 9 members, okay, is to handle law, the U.S. Capitol. That's to determine politics. This and that should not interfere. Unfortunately, this place, the meaning the Supreme Court has, and that's wrong. So yes, that will affect democracy as we know it.
In a sign of how contentious the issue is, the judges of the Supreme Court were split. The court's conservative majority, which Donald Trump helped to create, ruled he has immunity against criminal prosecution for some of his conduct as president, in the case against him on efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 election he lost. Federal prosecutors allege he spread lies about election fraud and sought to exploit the Capitol riot on the 6th of January 2021 to stay in power. The Supreme Court ruling was divided along ideological lines, 6-3. With the majority judgment saying absolute immunity would apply to presidents for so-called official conduct relating to core duties of the president under the Constitution. The majority judges say this is distinct from private conduct, for which criminal prosecutions could still be brought. Legal interpretation of how that would apply to Trump's election interference case will be left for the lower courts. Writing the dissenting judgment, Justice Sonia Sotomayor says in every use of official power, the president is now a king above the law. Constitutional law scholar Alan Morrison at George Washington University says he's taken aback at the scope of the presidential immunity outlined in the majority judgment.
I was surprised at how broadly they defined the areas of immunity for Trump and how little room they left in at least some parts for the government. I would say that the case is definitely not over. The government has a lot in its indictment that it can prove and will suffice to convict Trump if proven. On the other hand, it's 100% clear that that's not going to happen anytime soon. And for Donald Trump, that's probably as big a victory as he cares about right now. He'll worry about the trial if that happens, which will only happen, I think, if he is not reelected.
Trump has denied any wrongdoing in the election interference case, saying he believes it's politically motivated. On social media, he immediately rejoiced, calling the decision a big win for our Constitution and democracy. President Joe Biden says he'll be left to voters to decide at the election what they think of Trump's actions.
The outset of our nation, it was the character of George Washington, our first president, to define the presidency. He believed power was limited, not absolute. And that power always resides with the people, always. Now, over 200 years later, today's Supreme Court decision, once again, it'll depend on the character of the men and women who hold that presidency that are going to define the limits of the power of the presidency, because the law will no longer do it.
Constitutional experts say there's still a narrow window for Trump to face trial, but almost certainly not before the November election. Claire Warford is an associate professor of political science at the College of Charleston. She says while Trump did not get support for his call for 100% immunity, the Supreme Court decision does weaken the election interference case against him.
And they've remanded most of the case back to the district court to have Judge Chutkan determine whether or not what Trump is alleged to have done is official, in which case it would be immune for prosecution, or unofficial, in which case it could be prosecuted. The court didn't come down definitively either way, but they did strike a very protective balance for the president. In other words, it's going to be very challenging for Jack Smith to win the argument that everything alleged in the indictment is an unofficial act. And if a trial does go forward on President Trump, it's likely going to be on far fewer activities than are currently in the indictment. So it's going to be a narrowing, an undercutting of Jack Smith's case. Not a complete ending of it, but certainly a much tighter rope he has to walk to have Trump held criminally accountable.
Law Professor James Sample at Hofstra University says the implications of the Supreme Court's judgment are far-reaching.
That's the majority's rationale, that the executive needs to have broad discretion to do the things that need to get done to run the country. But if that immunity is so broad as to encompass things that are, by every other definition, illegal, then official action on the part of the president can include things like self-aggrandizing efforts to stay in power despite the attempt to stay in power being manifestly at odds with every other law in a democratic system, including our election laws. That is scary. And as both Justice Sotomayor and Justice Jackson point out in their dissents, what this sets up in terms of an incentive structure ought to be terrifying to every American and, frankly, every citizen around the world who believes in the rule of law.
Trump is the first former president in U.S. history to be criminally convicted. In May, Trump was found guilty of falsifying business records to cover up a hush money payment made during the 2016 presidential election to a porn star who says she had sex with him, which he denies. A sentencing hearing is set for July 11, 4 days before the Republican National Convention, and Trump has vowed to appeal. Two other criminal cases against him have encountered roadblocks, and they're also unlikely to go to trial before the November election. The mishandling classified documents case in Florida was due to start in May, but has been bogged down in legal issues. A separate case in Georgia also turns on Trump's actions after his election defeat in 2020. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.